Hey everybody, Lauren here, and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. So I have to share something that I just heard on Lewis Howe's podcast. If you don't listen to it already, it's called The School of Greatness. And I was just listening to his interview with Mel Robbins. It's not one of his recent ones. It was done in the beginning of this year, but you should totally go listen to it because it is just amazing. But what she was saying was when you are trying to change something about your life, you know, you're trying to change your health, you're trying to change your fitness, you're trying to move up in your career, whatever it is, you're never going to feel ready. You're never going to feel ready every single day. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to wake up and be motivated to go to the gym every single day. You're always going to have times where you don't want to do the thing that you have to do. And she said it's a waste of time to wait until you feel motivation or you feel ready. In that you can't control how you feel. We all know that. You can't control your response to things and how you feel all the time. You can't control if you're motivated all the time, and you're not going to be motivated all the time to do those uncomfortable things. But you can control the outcome. You can control the ultimate outcome by the way you act. So this is so obvious, I think, when you think about it, but I had to hear it. Is if you're laying in bed in the morning, hitting the snooze button, trying to decide if you're going to go work out, of course you don't feel motivated every single day, but you just act. You just get up and go because that's what's going to take you there. You can't get hung up on how you feel. You have to just act. And that's how we control the outcome. That's the only way we're going to get shit done. If we always go by what we feel, we're just not going to get anything done. One day you'll feel like working on your goals, and one day you won't feel like working on your goals. So it'll just be a constant back and forth, and you just really won't get anywhere. What this boils down to is in order to have consistency, you have to put aside how you feel sometimes, and you just have to act in accordance with what's going to get you there. Duh, right? But we have to be reminded of that, I think. I have to be reminded of that at least. We have to learn how to make a change before we're confident, before we're ready. During the time that we're fearful, when we're unsure of how it's going to turn out, we just have to make that change. And you have to understand that you're not going to always be confident, and there's definitely going to be times of fear, and there's definitely going to be times where you're not going to feel like it, and you just have to keep going. You have to keep moving forward, and it's obviously going to be worth it. Well, I hope that was as impactful for you as it was for me. And like I said, go and listen to that episode of School of Greatness with Mel Robbins. She's the person that wrote 5-Second Rule, which I'm about to start reading per Katie's recommendation. So thanks so much for listening to this quick episode. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you very soon. Bye.